Hey, welcome to the Q&A podcast, this Contractor Fight Q&A episode, weekly Thursday podcast. Dan, I still got suggestions for names for this coming in, so I don't butcher it like I just did. But for now, we're just the Q&A show. And then you and I are going to put our half brains together to a full brain, and we'll come up, we'll choose a winner here pretty soon. But anyway, it's good to be hanging out here again today. So there's two questions here today, man, I'm going to throw out here. One's about hiring and using social media to hire. And the other is from somebody who's indecisive because he might move and doesn't know what he should do, because it'll be at least 6 months to a year before he moves. And he's like, you know, hey, what do I do? So I'll read both of these and we'll hit it hard. You ready?
Yep, ready.
All right, man. Cool. All right. First one's from Richard. Question, is a now hiring post on Instagram and Facebook a good option, or should traditional options be sought? You know, everyone and their brother wants to hire right now, man. So how do you answer that, man? What comes to your mind?
What comes to my mind was what Matt Heiner shared in Denver on how on his Instagram post, he puts out help wanted, like with a timeline. I think he runs those just for like a day. And he's got guys from out of state contacting him and moving to Colorado to work for him. So, and the reason that works is because his Instagram pretty much shows how awesome he is as a person and a company. And, you know, those people are following him because they're inspired by his work. And so I think if that's what you're putting out on social media, then why not? That's a good place to look.
Yeah. Well, we always say here in the fight that if you want to hire, if you want to build your team, then you need to build your brand. Yep. And kind of piggybacking on what you just said about Heiner, he's incredibly, and guys go to Instagram and look at The Yardist and then Heiner Outdoor Living. He's got two accounts and you'll see he does a lot of storytelling, a lot of obviously amazing work and images, but what he does is he inspires people and he's built the brand that he's a relatable human being. He's got a heart. He's a dad. He's a husband. He's got his struggles. He's got his head trash and he tells, and a lot of wins, right? And he tells a lot of these stories and what it does, he's building his brand and he brings in over $1 million a year just from Instagram. Okay.
Amazing.
And then he, and he also, like Dan says, I think in the last year, he's brought on four or five people that he's hired that have been rock stars that came from Instagram, and two or three of them moved here from other states or moved to Colorado from other states. And so, and I personally think, of course, you should be on the traditional options, right? Run the ads and all that other bullshit, whatever. But what I've seen work for us in the fight and for a lot of our clients and members that we work with in our programs is when you are building your brand where the eyeballs are, it's going to be much easier to attract the right people that you want to your company. So Richard, don't just do a now hiring post. You need to build a, have a content plan. So I want you to go look at Heiner's, and then what he'll do is sometimes he'll put the hiring post in a story. Sometimes he'll put it in, you know, the main feed. And it's not very often. And also what happens is sometimes in his normal post, Dan, he'll be like, you know, project like this and our team's really proud. And just at the end, he'll go, hey, you know, if you want to be part of a team that's always looking to get better and blah, blah, blah. So it's not always an official hiring post, and he'll have people DMing him all the time because he's built his brand. So yeah, I think you should be there, especially in the trades, guys, where we're very visual. And in addition to all that other shit, like you should be putting on your own job fairs. You should be, you know, sending emails out to your database on a regular basis, just going, you know, adding some value in the email. And then, hey, PS, we're always looking for kick-ass people to be part of our team. Talk to your vendors about it. Talk to your current employees. Hiring, Richard, is a 24/7, 365 thing. Recruiting is. All right. The worst time you want to hire is when you need somebody. So anyway,
position yourself to be attractive in some place people want to work, and they'll come.
Hey, fighters, listen, I want to tell you about Nice Job. They're one of the sponsors here of the Contractor Fight. They are a reputation marketing software platform that can help you grow your service business. Nice Job's automated tools are going to help you collect 2 to 3 times more reviews and then share those reviews where it matters the most. Using that social proof, you can be the top rated contractor in your field, in your area. So I want to encourage you all to visit thecontractorfight.com/nicejob and get some more information, guys. Reviews are huge, and don't miss out on more sales because you're not getting them. thecontractorfight.com/nicejob. All right. Next question is from our buddy Jared. Here it is. This is a good one, man.
It's
a good one. Here comes Jared. You're in a spot of indecisiveness on where you want to plant your flag permanently. You feel stuck on growing because of the indecisiveness. Okay, cutting the bullshit. One thing that I took away from Denver was I can't do it all alone. I need a crew. We haven't made up our minds on staying where we are or moving far away. The family, right? But I'm holding myself back doing it all myself with the business. It could be another 6 months to a year before we make a decision to stay or go. Should I stay alone until a decision is made, hire subs until we decide, or hire a crew with the possibility of letting them go if we move far away? My gut says subs, but we'll value your input. What do you do, Dan?
Well, my first instinct when I read that was don't wait to make steps to your future, because life gets complicated and you don't know whether that's 6 months turns into a year, it turns into 2 years, whatever. Meanwhile, you're treading water. So my instinct would be I'd probably go sub, but I would try and perfect whatever model I think is right for my now while I'm in the current position I'm in, so that when I move, wherever I move, you can hit the ground running with the services, the pricing, you know, the labor you need to fulfill this stuff. And you're just taking a successful model and planting it somewhere else, as opposed to try and reinvent the wheel in a new market.
Yeah, I think the worst thing you could do right now is sit still, right? Yeah. As Brad Pitt said in the great classic movie, World War Z, when they were in the apartment with the Latino family that were hiding, Brad Pitt said, "We need to move. We can't stay here. They'll find us." And here's the key. He says, "Movement is life." Movement is life. And I believe that's, I mean, you look at water, right? When water's stagnant, shit dies. Okay. When it's moving, there's life. And so, Jared, I would be on the attack and I would build your business like you're staying there. Whatever that model is for you, whether it's subs, employees, combination of the two, I would work my ass off to build an amazing culture, amazing team, raise up a right-hand guy. And then if you did move, you let him run it and you keep it open and you go open another location.
Yep.
You know, and at least have that as an option, or you sell it to somebody. You never know what can happen. So I would just pretend like we're not moving, you know, right. We're going to be here. And then when you make that decision to move or not, you're going to be in a much better position than if you were to just sit back and waited. So
yeah, 100%.
Those are my thoughts. So anyway, man, well, dude, I appreciate you hanging today. Guys, if you got questions, send them in like always to help at thecontractorfight.com. With the subject line that says podcast, and Dan and I will go through those. And hopefully next time we record, Dan, we'll actually have a formal name of the show.
Yeah, we got 2 weeks to figure it out. So let's do it.
We got a little time. So, all right. Appreciate you, brother. You guys rock. We got to roll. We're out. Hey, thanks for hanging out with Dan and I today on the question and answer episode of the Contractor Fight podcast. If you have a question for Dan or I, or both of us, go ahead and email help@thecontractorfight.com. And in the subject line, put podcast and then type your question in. And if it's relevant, if it's helpful to people, we're happy to answer it. Thanks for being here.